Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Well, there's actually a study, and it's actually out of the wonderful state of Minnesota, that says that the most spiritual influence in a kid's life is mom. And that's pretty much a pretty long ways, typically. Of course, obviously, that can change. Then dad, and then grandma, grandpa, friends and peers, and then the church. That's typically how it goes. Now, again, certain things can change, but even if parents weren't influencing their kids spiritually, that influences them. So that's a pretty phenomenal thought when you think about it as a parent who most, as we said, most parents don't feel like they have much of an influence with their kids or that they're not, half as cool as the fifth grade Sunday school teacher or whoever. So with that statement in mind, it just simply means that we as parents have to be proactive. We have to be intentional. We have to give kids experiences, to the best of our ability. And, it doesn't mean we have to be perfect. The Bible says the man or woman of integrity walks securely. Well, I think that the man or woman of integrity who walks securely will have kids who walk much more spiritually secure. And, integrity just means being authentic. It doesn't mean, like I said, being perfect.
Wow, that's a good word. And Jim, so often it seems we see two extremes. Either I'm relegating this to someone else because I just don't have confidence in it, or I overreach and overcorrect. I mean, we worked with youth for a number of years, and I remember a student saying that his parents just over-spiritualized every single conversation. And even when this particular student got to college and was moved in and been there for about a year, the parent called and said, "You can no longer listen to this Christian band because they have a song with the word party in it." And here they're in college and they're trying to explain, really? And bless their hearts, they're trying to protect them. But overreaching has its own downfall. So maybe talk about that.
Well, overreaching does have its downfall. I think that's the basic principle of parenting. The bottom line isn't to raise obedient kids as much as we all want obedient kids. It's to raise responsible adults. So when you're parenting your child, it's how do we help them become a responsible adult? Now, there might have been a certain age that parent was into the controlling or micromanaging. But when a kid is in college, hopefully you've done your job, you've done your work, you've helped those kids make good or bad decisions. You might be able to say your opinion because you're probably still paying for the college education. But the fact is that when we overreach, I would call that rigid parenting. And I think a lot of times kids rebel. That's why they rebel. They don't rebel because they're rebelling against God. They rebel because their parents were too rigid with them. Now, lenient parents, there's no rudder, and so those kids don't know where to go. So, there's a happy medium that goes back to the strategy. But again, hopefully by the time you're in college, they're not going to be perfect, and my goodness, they're going to make some poor decisions as we did. But that parent wants to be parenting their kids to be a responsible adult. That means you've got to give them some of the freedom to sometimes fail. I say to parents all the time, take the monkey off of your back as the kids get older and place it squarely on their back, because we learn through our mistakes. We learn through some of this. Now, for that parent to have said, "Oh my goodness, I'm not sure I even like this particular group anymore because they made this comment. What do you think?" Now you're teaching them how to critically think about something. And, the kid can either say, "Well, I agree with you," or they can say, "Well, I don't necessarily agree. And here's why. And here's how I've been blessed by that group." You just never know.
Yeah.
But by that time, they should be learning to critically think. And those who are still trying to parent, quote unquote, their adult children in the same ways that we did when they were junior high or middle school or even high school, I don't know that that's a wise decision.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.